The Tasmanian government's going to great lengths to keep the state's lights on. The state usually runs on hydroelectric power, but record low rainfall has left storage dams at just 20%. Tasmania has been importing power from the mainland using a cable under Bass Strait, but that cable's been broken since December, leaving the state government with no choice but to restart a gas-fired power plant that it was planning to sell. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Tasmania is a state that usually gets most of its electricity from hydroelectric schemes, but the dams have hit such low levels that farmers on the Mersey River have been told the water is needed for power generation, so their irrigation entitlements are being cut in half. The government decision is expected to cost the farmers $10 million worth of lost production. Dairy farmer David Bloomfield is shocked.
As we were a direct take, we haven't got dams and storage. So when they say to us today, we've cut your water back, we've cut your water back, that's cut back that day. It's not cut back in a week or a fortnight, it's cut back that day.
Farmers aren't the only ones with businesses under pressure. Almost 60% of Tasmania's electricity is used by big industrial manufacturers. A pulp and paper mill in the state's south, a zinc works in Hobart, smelters up in the north of the state, and a mine in the northwest. One of the northern smelters has already agreed to cut back on its electricity use for a few months. The president of the Tasmanian Minerals and Energy Council, Ray Mostogel, says each business has its own agreement with Hydro Tasmania about power.
There will be provisions within each of those individual contracts that talk about how these sorts of situations would be managed. And it's my understanding that those discussions are going on. Obviously, they're commercially sensitive because they're all different and all the processes are different and the needs and risks of the businesses are different.
Energy consultant Mark White says the supply seems secure until April.
So at this stage, you know, the question's going to turn around to what has been the cost of keeping the lights on, you know, as opposed to can we keep the lights on? Now things will evolve over the next several weeks, but at this stage, there's no threat to security of supply. It's more a question of which contingencies need to be enacted at what time.
Tasmania had been using an underwater cable to import 40% of the state's electricity load from the mainland. But the cable, known as Basslink, failed in December and isn't expected to be fixed until March. In the meantime, Tasmania's Energy Minister Matthew Groom is reopening a gas-fired power station in northern Tasmania.
Well, based on all the information that we have available to us, Hydro continues to be in a position to meet Tasmania's energy needs, but it is important that we implement additional contingencies, and that's what the recommencement of the combined cycle unit is about.
Kevin Harkins from the Australian Recreational Fishers Party says the dams are getting so dry that trout fishermen are struggling to launch their boats.
We feel this is because the state government, together with Hydro Tasmania, had made a previous decision to overgenerate power for sale into the mainland markets to make sure, of course, that Hydro returned a good return to the state government. And as a consequence of that, and combined with the drought, now we're seeing that recreational fishermen can no longer use many of these lakes.
Hydro Tasmania says that while there are no guarantees, there should be enough energy to meet the state's demand until winter, even if the dry conditions don't improve.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.